This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Durango leaders are hoping to better insulate the city's fresh water supply. The city is exploring a pipeline to tap water rights it has in nearby Lake Nighthorse. Durango's Public Works Department says the city relies on stream flow for its water, which can be vulnerable to wildfires, toxic mine releases, or infrastructure failures. Tapping Lake Nighthorse could extend the city's backup water capacity from its current two-week supply to more than 4 months of storage. The plan could take years to complete. Western Colorado University's plan to build a nursing program to meet critical shortages just got a big boost. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The Gunnison-based college received a $1.5 million state grant to implement the program. Students could enroll to earn traditional and accelerated four-year bachelor's degrees in nursing. The college also plans to offer a certified nursing assistant program, which takes just weeks to complete. The school will begin hiring new faculty and developing training facilities. The goal is to recruit 20 students each year for the program. Colorado is expected to need 10,000 more nurses by 2026. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A former Loveland police officer is facing federal charges of sexually assaulting a teen girl while on duty. Dylan Miller was fired last November after state charges were filed. He faces the possibility of life in federal prison if convicted. An arrest affidavit says the 20-year-old officer removed his name tag and body-worn camera after encountering the girl in a public park last summer. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.